1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
We welcome you back to Cottonwood Falls. Chase County defeats Madison tonight, 54-52, and we're joining the Rich Door Company postgame show with victorious head coach Cade Witt, his team improving to 16-3. Coach, it was a back-and-forth ball game all night long, and you guys made enough plays to come out on top.
First half, we thought like we were getting some good looks, just not getting some finishes, and obviously Turner and Gavinish, they were pretty good tandem there the first half. I think we went into the halftime. I think they had 15 and 10 between the two of them for all 25 points. Coach and I kind of looked at each other and like, well, what are we going to do here? I thought we were playing on him. They're just so Turner's so quick and he dishes so well that we kind of decided, well, we can go try a triangle and two, something we haven't really practiced that much, but we were able to draw it up at halftime and kind of gave him a different look there. We were able to swing the score. And they eventually came back and took the lead again, but I think it changed the tempo enough that when we had to switch back to man, we kind of started feeling a little bit better, and we were able to close out the game with that.
Yeah, Ken and I mentioned that 8-0 run to begin the second half. You guys really never looked back. Obviously, there were some big shots there by Colton Nish to begin the fourth quarter that kind of helped Madison reclaim some of that momentum. But you guys really started working it into your post and Pax Vogel in that second half. Vogel only with 4 points at the mid-half break, but ends up with 16 overall in the ball game. And obviously, you also had Tag Rowe finishing with 16, so a good combination of post and guard play.
Yeah, so Madison moves really well in their zone. So when we were coming down, one of the things we thought we could improve on is we were only getting two or three passes before we were looking for a shot. We did hit some outside shots, but that's what we were kind of settling back on. But a couple times, we went to, instead of three passes, we were moving the ball six or seven times, and then we got the ball inside. So halftime, that was one of the things we, not really an adjustment, we just kind of mentioned to them, like, hey, this has to be what we got to do. We got to move the ball a little bit more, so especially on reversals, that we can get inside position better. And then we started looking to get kind of overload one side and then look for a backside post up. And then we just kind of settled down enough that we were looking for that. And that allowed like Vogel and Eidman and them to get more shots in the end.
Now you guys are now 6-0 after the Flint Hill shootout, where you guys placed fourth in that, and wrap up your regular season with Center Lost Springs on Friday. What are some things that are working for your team, and what are some things you need to improve upon heading into that last game, and then obviously the sub-state in Hillsboro?
Yeah, so after the Flint Hill shootout, we knew we were going to get some games that were probably going to be a little lopsided, and we weren't overlooking any games, but we knew Waverly and then Madison here kind of had those circled, like, these are going to be the games that we're going to get better looks that are going to be closer to what Substate is. And so, we weren't overlooking any games, but we knew these were going to be the games that we needed to be a little more solid on. And tonight, we had some bad passes, and that's kind of what it is when we start moving the ball, sometimes we tend to, I think, try to shoot too quickly because we do have our bigs, and obviously teams are going to be keying in on that. So we want to move the ball, wisely, move the ball and then look for our bigs when we get an opportune post up. Because, if you're looking at our sub-state, if you look at a team like Bennington who has, they got bigs that, just as tall as us but probably bigger in terms of, weight and stuff like that, we're going to have to be solid. You can't – and I thought tonight we did all right. We did have a few situations like, man, that pass wasn't great. But overall, we did move the ball because Madison moves so well and quick in that zone. You usually don't get a quick look up, look at the basket. So I thought we improved on that. And, with Waverly and Madison here, they gave us good shots, and that's what we were looking for. And I talked to a coach and mentioned to the kids after the game, since we had some lopsided scores, a hard loss tonight, like a close loss, would have been better for us than having a game where you're up 30 or 40 in the end.
Absolutely.
And so, obviously we weren't going in to lose, but we knew, we need the tough competition, whether it ends in a win or a loss, just because that's how you fix things. If you're just running out and getting layups all game, it just shows how fast you are, I guess, and it doesn't give you anything to improve on. And so tonight, I thought we played well, but it gives you kind of a look at what a team will look like in Substate.
So you need to talk to that new athletic director you got. Yeah, it's got to get some more tougher competition in February.
Small
now.
Schools, it's up and down every year, so it's kind of hard to know
it is.
When teams are up and down. But I thought our guys have pulled it together pretty well after Flint Hill shootout. We got one more, obviously, here, and then we'll be hosting first round of Substate. We're looking forward to see who we're going to be playing after we get past Center this Friday. And In the end, you know, we're trying to get back to that sub-state championship game and hopefully end up in Manhattan.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, congratulations on the victory. Good luck the rest of the season. We hope you can punch that ticket to Manhattan in that tough Hillsboro sub-state.
Thank you.
That was head coach Cade Witt. His team victorious tonight, 54-52. We'll step aside, get Ken Hansen back on the headset, and continue the Rich North Company postgame show. Area High School.